The 10 regional ministers designate have pledged to work with all stakeholders irrespective of their political persuasions. They have also pledged to work to reduce poverty in their respective regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana after their nomination by President Akufo-Addo, the Volta regional minister designate Dr. Archibald Lecha said the MPP would build bridges with the people of the Volta region. He said as a regional minister, he will ensure that the promises made to the people of the region are fulfilled.
We need to build bridges with the people. We need to work harder and to make sure that the people understand what our party stands for. And for them to understand that we are Ghanaians like they are. And therefore, they should partner us for development. No, it is a commitment that we made to the people of the Volta region. And as regional minister, I will have to ensure that we live up to our promise to the people.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister Designate Ishmael Ashite said sanitation in the region will be his priority.
We have to improve on Accra. Accra is supposed to be our capital city. All the infrastructure, we have to look at them, the roads, the drainage. But so I'm going to collaborate with all the agencies in Accra so that we work towards that. We are all aware of that, and we know the problem is the drainage of the Kole Lagoon. We have to tackle that one, and I think that is the basis of trying to stop the flooding in Accra.
The president's nominee for the Western Region, Kweku Efiye, said the creation of another region out of the Western Region will bring rapid development to the region.
When you take our history, the history of MPP and its antecedents, there was a time when we were even dabbling with federalism. But it wasn't because we wanted to go our own different ways, but we believe that power resides with the people. And we believe in even devolution of power. So power must devolve from the center to the periphery. And this is Ghana, we have accepted the fact that it's a unitary state. But the constitution allows that we can subdivide the various regions and even indeed combine other regions. In the president's mind, I believe that he thinks that the Western region and indeed three other regions can develop if they are subdivided. That will unleash the power that the people at the periphery need.
The regional minister designate for the northern region, Salifu Saeed, said conflicts in that part of the region will reduce if there are investments.
If we are able to get investors to be able to come out to turn their potentials into interventions, factories, industry, when people are engaged and they have very good jobs, very good businesses doing, I am telling you, nobody will want to come out to fight. Because there are living infrastructure, living investment that nobody will want any conflict to come into the region. But I want to tell you, one of the reasons is that conflict or peace, security is a shared responsibility. And for that matter, I am going to liaise with the stakeholders who are the chiefs. Who are the chiefs? And I can tell you, Northern Region is more than ready to see development. That is very clear in the way Northern Region people voted MPP.
The Eastern Regional Minister Designate Kwachi Dafoe said road infrastructure would be his... I beg your pardon. The President's nominee for the Upper East Region, Roxin Bukari, said more factories will be built in the region.
We believe in teamwork, and with teamwork we can succeed. And then make sure that when we activate these two factories, and more factories will also be built, I think the youth will get employment and it's working for us.
The minister designate for the Bona Hafu, Asuma Chireme, will ensure that there is enough development in his region.
I will be a regional minister for the entire Bona Hafu, which encompasses MPP Fold, PCP, NDC, and all other political parties. And even those who do not belong to any political party. The most important thing is steering the affairs to their satisfaction and ensuring that there is peace and ensuring that there is respect for human rights, ensuring that there is freedom and justice, and ensuring that there is rule of law. And that will help us to have enough development in the region. Those chiefs that declared their optimum support for a particular political party will all come back to the fore and will seek audience with them, and will all join hands together to see to the development of the region. This is not the time for blame game.
Those were expectations from some of the